It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, one of the things that you know I hate the most is when the messaging and marketing and miscommunication sometimes from even my health industry, even the natural health industry, I guess when you say industry, it tells you right there, it makes a profit, it's marketed, it's an industry. But I think what makes me so upset is that if it causes confusion in the consumer, and that's why I have the everyday juicer, Ray Dustar, here with me to talk about juicing versus blending. Because I got to tell you, I have this friend who is one of those folks, and I love her dearly, but she will tip me with an email and go, I heard somebody say this, what do you think? And I'm like, ugh. But one of the latest ones was, I heard if you blend your vegetables, so otherwise known as like a Vitamix or blender, your smoothie in the morning, you're creating so much oxidative stress that you're causing more harm than good in your body. Ray, I'm just going to give it to you.
Well, I appreciate it, and it's great to be back. And this topic, as funny as it sounds, I think this is probably like the most controversial topic right now when it comes to this space, and that is juicing versus blending. And you're right, it's all being caused by, you've got an abundance of companies trying to sell you a $300 to $700 blender, and then you've got companies now trying to sell you, you know, these slow juicers, which are equal in price, you know, anywhere from, let's say, $400 to $600. And here's the thing. The bottom line is, it does not have to be an either-or situation, and quite frankly, it should be both. And let me tell you why. Because you're getting different things from each. When it comes to juicing, you know, there's a term I coined recently called nutrient density absorption. And at the end of the day, what you get when you juice vegetables is you get the most important and the most restorative parts of a vegetable, which are the nutrients, the phytochemicals, the minerals, you know, some vitamins that are in different vegetables. You're getting them in a dense capacity, meaning that you're getting, you know, an absolute ton of them when you remove that fiber. So it's very dense in the amount you're getting. And then they absorb into your body, you know, within 5 minutes, no different than coffee and wine. We've used that analogy a bunch of times. But you're basically getting unbelievable amounts of benefits from probably the healthiest thing on our planet that you can eat, and that's vegetables. So that's the juicing side of it. Now, the big difference with blending is blending the fiber. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, the one thing that, you know, I've always said, and, you know, and there's the aggregate nutrient density index, so you can understand a food and how dense it is in nutrients. And those are the things that make our biochemistry work, our body work, not just a little couple aisles in the health food store. And but you say nutrient density absorption. And I don't think that we can skip over that thing that we say all the time, because I think it's so important. As you said, I just want to emphasize this. When it comes to juicing, it's like having a sip of wine. It's like having a sip of coffee. That hits you right away. So that nutrient density that's there with those vegetables, fruits, etc., that you are juicing, that the absorption is so incredibly high, that's the point. Okay, take it away for blending.
Exactly. And you know what's funny? I almost am now starting to like look at juicing as almost natural medicine. You know, it's literally, for me, you know, I used juicing to help bring my cholesterol down because it completely took away my cravings. It gave me portion control. It almost reset my body chemistry to where I did not crave the three things that, you know, most Western diets make our body crave, and that's fat, sugar, and salt. So ironically, I'm almost starting to look at juicing, what you get in that glass of juice, as natural medicine. So now let's shift gears to blending. And here's the thing, you know, everyone's like, well, Ray, you're not the everyday blender, you're the everyday juicer. And I say, yeah, that's true, but I also do blend on occasion. I don't blend every day. And the biggest difference between the two is the blending, you retain the fiber, okay? So you're not stripping that away. Now, I am absolutely for fiber. I think fiber is a great thing to have in your diet. There's two forms of it. There's soluble fiber, which you're going to get in a lot of beans and lentils and things like that, that basically dissolve in your bloodstream and with the water that's in your bloodstream. And then there's insoluble fiber. Insoluble fiber is primarily what you're going to find in vegetables. And what that means is your body's not breaking that stuff down to get nutrients out of it. Instead, it's just using it as a, this is a crazy word, but fecal bulk. It's basically going to add water to it, and it's going to push things through your system. So when you're juicing, you're removing insoluble fiber from it, so it's actually helping your body get at those nutrients. And then if you want to, you know, help move things through your system, heck, grab two scoops of that pulp, throw some protein powder, maybe some chia seeds, some almond milk, and blend it into a smoothie, and then you could have that 20 minutes later and use it as a meal replacement if you want to try to lose weight. So fundamentally, that's the big difference between juicing and blending. It's all about the elimination or retention of the fiber, and they do both serve different roles when it comes to your health. I hope that all makes sense.
Yeah, no, it makes a lot of sense. And I think that I love how you put it, because it's important that, first of all, we don't create a turf war around these two lovely things, okay? And fiber is important, but I also say there's times when nutrient density absorption is extremely important. And, you know, I tend to like to do both myself. You know, I have a blender, and that's what I concentrate on, because for me, sometimes I'm taking raw herbs in the morning and I'm putting them in my juicer. I'll take my flax seeds and that, excuse me, my blender, and my flax seeds will be blended up in there. I take some brewer's yeast sometimes and make it more of a meal. But let me tell you, a lot of times I just choose to devote some resources. I'll go down to the Great Earth and I'll get a, you know, 16 ounces plus 20 probably of all greens with a little ginger and lemon, and I'll juice, and I do them both. I think they're a place for both,
and that's awesome.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that you're using your smoothies as, you know, a meal a lot of times. And that's exactly it. I mean, how many times have I said, hey, everybody, I don't want you using juicing as a meal. I don't want you to cut out food. I don't want you to do, you know, anything extreme. I don't want you to do a juice fast. I don't want you to do a juice cleanse necessarily on an ongoing basis. Instead, I want you to add it to your everyday lifestyle. And your turf war, I love. Love that. I'll tell you who's creating the turf war. It's the companies that are selling you the blenders, that are selling you the juicers, that are trying to make you think that it's their equipment that's improving your health. It's not their equipment that's improving your health. It's the consumption of vegetables and fruits that are improving your health. Their equipment is an enabler to help you get to that state, but it's not their equipment that's providing the nutrients. And as long as you stay clear of that, stay focused on, okay, I've got an autoimmune disease, I'm going to flood my body with vegetable juice. Boom, I'm going to help cure that. I want to lose some weight. I'm going to create some great fruit smoothies and retain the fiber so I don't get huge spikes of insulin from the fruits, and I'm going to use that to lose weight. And if you do both of those things, honestly, you're going to be on the road to better health, long-term and sustainable. And that's the goal.
Right.
That's our goal.
That's the
goal.
Together. And you can know, yes, more about doing all of this on Ray's website, theeverydayjuicer.com. Extremely important. This is not going away. This whole juicing, blending, and the idea of getting these nutrients in, I'm glad it's not going away, but I'm glad, Ray, that you're here to make a difference and pulling people together and really pulling together the information for our listeners. I love you. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you for being here. All right, you can follow us at Your Radio MD on Twitter and Facebook. We'll be right back.